third reason why I believe the Word of God. You can write on your little list. And by the way, can you tell we're going to go over this again? I'm just giving you my outline for the next 7 weeks. Okay, so don't worry. Some of you are writing furiously. You're going to hear it again, okay? I'm just going to, on Communion Sunday, give you the outline. Number three, the third reason why I believe the Bible is the Word of God is, and you can write this word, survival. There is no other reason that you can explain why this book exists. There has never been any book ever more targeted for destruction than this book on this planet. This book has endured through the ages despite being the target of empires and emperors, despite armies being sent and dispatched to utterly destroy it and to rid the earth from it. Infidels have waged their war against this book. But the Bible stands like a rock undaunted through the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal and they glow with the light divine. The Bible stands though the earth may crumble. It will firmly stand though the hills may tumble. I will take my stand on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. You remember that song when you were a little kid? It's still true. This book has endured. It's endured through the ages. It's endured through every single attack against it. We're going to see how God preserved this book. And when we look at the endurance of the Bible, we're going to look at how there is more reason to believe the Bible than there is to believe that George Washington or Julius Caesar ever existed. Because there is more verifiable factual information for Christ than there is for Caesar or a whole lot of other historical people you've heard of. And yet people fail to believe in him to their eternal ignominious shame. Yet you and I have the very Word of God, which endures forever.